Hello?
Hi, Wellison. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
What past due payment?
In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal of your website hosting. So it's a $49 payment on the 19th. So the payment was due as of January 19th. Have you?
Okay, I'm on interesting right now.
Yeah, it's for WPSremodeling.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think something's going on with the credit card that we have on file.
Yeah, I canceled the credit card.
Oh, you canceled the credit card?
Yes.
No wonder. Okay, is there another card that you'd like to use?
So I'm not going to use the website no more.
Oh, okay. Then I need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions, you can't cancel an account with a past due balance. So right now you're only past due for $49, but come February 19th, that will reoccur to $98, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So if you like, you know, when you're ready, we can take that one payment as long as it's done before the 16th of next month.
Yeah, but I didn't make an old contract with you guys, so why I got a different?
You what?
I didn't sign any contract with you guys, so why should I pay for something I'm not using?
Oh, I'll send you a copy of the signed terms and conditions. It has the date and timestamp with your IP address. So it's not a contract. You can cancel at any time. It's month to month. But the problem is, in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior to your billing. So you would have had to call us by January 16th to prevent the January 19th payment, which is the one we're having trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, since it's 2024 and, you know, every company I know has a valid website, how come you don't want to keep your website?
I'm not getting anything. I use the guys, but I'm not getting any leads for any guys.
Oh,
and the website doesn't have, I didn't get any call from the website or anything.
It doesn't have what on it?
It doesn't have my phone number on it.
Oh, okay. So when you signed up, they gave you a tracking number, and typically they charge $300 extra, but they gave that to you for free as a courtesy. And there's actually 39 leads on the dashboard that came in through that tracking number since you've been working with us. I want to let you know, Wallison, if your results have dipped down a little bit, that's because initially when you signed up with us, you were on a package of 249 month to month, and that included the first page placement on Google and Bing, all some of the popular directories in your area, the mobile optimization, making sure that WPS remodeling comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then on top of that, it included Facebook ads. And then after 2 months of working with us, you had canceled all of that and just went to the website hosting of $49 a month. So I always tell people, don't do that unless it's a last resort, because a website in and of itself will never bring anyone a client, right? So the value to what we do is when we optimize the listing and it's coming up in a spotlight position when people are actively searching for your, you know, for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you like, once we get the payment up to speed, and this is completely optional, but if you like, we could remove the call tracking number and just have everything tied into 860-304-6068. The call tracking number will still forward to that number, but if you'd want people to just call that number directly, then we can update that on the site and on the Google listing once the payment's up to speed.
So then what is this contract number for?
What is the what?
The contract number. What is that for?
I'm not understanding. What is the contract for, you said? Or the call tracking?
I said the call track number.
Oh, the call tracking. So the reason people will pay the $300 extra and put it on there is there's two benefits to it. And again, they didn't charge you extra for it. But number one is it will eliminate the spam callers because we put a press one, press two greeting on it. So for instance, thank you for calling WPS Remodeling. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Either way, the calls will forward to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so those will fall off, and when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other line. So that's the first benefit to it. The second benefit to it is so you could go in and you can track the calls that are coming in, and you can listen to them for quality assurance. So, for instance, I can see that a call came through that number on January 22nd, which was 3 days ago, and it was 5 minutes and 43 seconds, and I could go in and listen to that call if I wanted to. So let's say that that was somebody that was, you know, hiring you to come out to their house to do an estimate and you forgot to write their address down or something. You could go back in and listen to the call and retrieve information from the calls that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It sounds like you haven't been on your dashboard at all yet, huh?
Say it again?
I don't think you've been on your dashboard at all, have you, since you didn't know that that feature was available with the calls being recorded and stored there?
No, and then we went back there again.
I see. So I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard, and then that way, once the payment's up to speed, you can go in and you can review some of those calls that came in and, you know, make sure that you're getting jobs out of them. And like I said, if your performance dipped down a little bit, I would recommend go back to the Google placement. There's one package that's kind of the middle of the road where it's the package that you had before, but without the Facebook ads, and that one is $149 monthly. So if you reinstated to that package, it would put you back up on the first page of Google and Bing and get you mobily optimized. So I know you'd get much better performance out of that, because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page. So the package you have right now, it kind of deactivated all of that, and it just has your website up and running. Make sense?
Just the website for now.
Okay. Now, do you want me to remove the call tracking number and just put your number on there, or are you thinking you want to leave it like this and go into the dashboard and review the calls first?
Let's keep this contract number for now.
Okay, I think that's a good call. Okay, and then as far as the $49, can you pay on a different card today, or did you need a little bit more time?
Can you call me back tomorrow? Because I don't have it on me right now.
Of course, no problem. I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll take care of it then. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your day too. Okay.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.